So with Christmas around the corner, quite a few of us are getting a few days off. So we're going to be taking a spin around New South Wales to find out about some of the best bushwalks to go on. I've got the president of bushwalking in New South Wales, Alex Alshan, on the line right now. So Alex, what are some great bushwalks for the family this summer?
Well, great bushwalks for the family in summer, summer being hot, are obviously things near the water. You know, Australians love the water, and we're lucky in New South Wales, we've got a lovely big coastline. So, you know, there's opportunities, for example, in the Royal National Park. You've got Gary Beach, Watermulla, that are popular to visit. But there are also got, you know, things like creeks. So we're lovely. We've, you know, got these lovely flowing wild creeks that you can visit. If you're down south, you can actually hop across to what's called the Heathcote National Park. Have you heard of Heathcote National Park?
Heathcote National Park. Okay, where is it?
So Heathcote's south of Sydney, sort of near the Sutherland Shire. Between there
so not
and
too
Wollongong
far away. Yeah,
area.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so not too far from Sydney. But it's sort of sisters to the Royal National Park. Doesn't get as much use, but there's a lovely lovely pool there. It's called Kingfisher Pool.
Kingfisher
and you can do
pool.
Sort of just like a 2-3 hour walk in from the station there at Waterfall, and you can just go spend a day, walk into that waterhole, you know, muck around, have a swim, sit, have a picnic or something like that, or you can do a full day walk. So you could walk from, say, Waterfall to Heathcote, and that, you know, in summer is great because you're following creeks and rivers, and it's nice and cool, and, you know, you can just stop and enjoy hopefully some shady spots and have a nice picnic along the way.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic. That's where I'm heading this weekend. Yeah. Oh, that's thank you. Okay, so, I mean, obviously it is very hot this summer, and, you know, maybe we won't be bushwalking next to a river, and, you know, if you're not, have you got any tips?
Yeah, I do. I do. The most important thing is sort of plan and check ahead, you know. So make sure if it's going to be a really hot day, maybe it's not going to be the best day to go bushwalking. If you still want to go bushwalking and it's going to be hot, well, you've got a few other options. First, you know, try and pick somewhere that's going to be near the water. And if you can't do that, well, maybe change the time that you're going to do walking or the sort of walk that you're going to do. So maybe do something that's not going to involve as many big hills, if that's the sort of stuff you're into. Take something that's a bit flatter in that respect. Or what I like doing, and I do, because summer's perfect for this, you've got the lovely big long hours. So what you can do is stuff after work. You know, you knock off, for example, maybe on a Friday you can get off at 4 o'clock, and you can spend, you know, what, it gets dark at 8, 8:30, something like that. You can spend 4 hours just doing a smaller walk in the afternoon and late evening before it gets dark, and it's nowhere near as hot as in the middle of the day. So, you know, you can also get a walk in midweek, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. I'm just wondering, do you have like a sweet spot when it comes to temperature?
Well, it's a bit hard. You know, obviously, I love climbing up big hills. So when it's cooler, and as long as I'm not, you know, freezing and shivering away, and I've done that a few times before, the cooler I generally prefer because I can really work my heart out as much and I'm not going to overheat. But I love summer so much because it means I can go swimming, and I just love going swimming when I go bushwalking. So it's a bit of a, you don't want to be going swimming on a freezing cold day, even though I'm still known to do that.
So, I mean, okay, how long have you been bushwalking for?
Well, I guess, you know, I started off camping with the family when I was quite young. I think I was born in December, so birthday's coming up soon, and we went away camping for Christmas, you know, that first year. But the first walk I did, I was probably about 5 years old, which is in the Megalong Valley up in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, lovely,
and that
yeah.
That was an overnight walk with the family, which was, you know, had my little backpack and all that sort of stuff. But I sort of got really, I guess, serious in bushwalking, and it's been my real passion since about HSC time. So when I finished up with high school, I was sort of getting ready for my exams and went off and did some lovely big walks with mates and just haven't stopped since.
Okay, I mean, so in that time, what have some of your favourite bushwalks been?
Well, for example, just recently, I was lucky enough to have 11 days off. So I got away from work and all the commitments of life, and I spent 11 days walking through what's called the Wallamai National Park.
Mm.
So Wallamai is sort of north of Sydney, stretches from a place called Mount Wilson almost all the way up to sort of the height of Newcastle, maybe a bit further north. And it was a solo walk, so just me, and I don't recommend it for everyone. This is something that, you know, when you really get into bushwalking, it's such an interesting experience. I had all these safety, you know, plans and devices so that people could see where I was the whole way. But, you know, Wollemai was just amazing. The wilderness, these canyons, these creeks, these cliffs, pagodas, all this really interesting, exciting stuff. And that was just an amazing trip. And I just, you know, it really took my breath away. But, you know, some of the stuff a bit closer to home, I just love going. For me, the Royal National Park across from near where I live is lovely. There's some lovely rock Aboriginal engravings out at Gibbon, which I just find is really an amazing way to sort of connect in a small way with a culture that was so one with the land.
All righty. So, I mean, how do people, you know, who might be listening to this, might be interested, maybe they need a bit more motivation than that, how do they get involved with bushwalking? Are there any sort of local bushwalking clubs?
Yeah, there are. I was amazed when I first, you know, found out about this, but there's 60-something, nearly 70 bushwalking clubs all over the state. And they're just a great way. If people aren't so, you know, they just want to get in and give it a bit of a try, but clubs are great because they've got so much experience. They've got all these people who have been all the time walking their whole lives really into it and always happy to walk with new people and really happy to help and teach and all that sort of stuff and show people all the great, awesome spots that they've come to find and enjoy over the years. So I really recommend, you know, that's always my first recommendation. Go find a club if you can because it's a great way to walk. It's also a really safe way to walk. And you're going to have a lot of fun that way. And our website through Bushwalking New South Wales lists all those clubs, so it's sort of like a directory to find your local one. But if, you know, clubs aren't for everyone, that's all right. Most important thing is to go with a group of people generally, you know, if you because it's you know, you're going to have more fun when you're with more people. And there's also a bit of a safety thing there. So when you're with a larger group of people, we can, you know, learn a bit more and make sure that if anything goes wrong, you've got people to help you out. But, you know, there's a few websites around these days that sort of give information on how to go bushwalking. So not just where to go bushwalking, but, you know, some of the skills that you might need, you know, what to do if you see a snake or you know, how much water should you take and those sort of things. So one it was developed by the National Parks Association. It's called Bushwalking 101. And that's really good to sort of give, you know, people a bit of an introduction if they'd like to go down that path of sort of learning a bit about how to go about bushwalking as well.
All righty. Well, fantastic. So that was Alex Ulchin there, and he's the president of Bushwalking New South Wales, giving us a bit of information about, you know, if you want to get into bushwalking or you want to go bushwalking this summer, just what you can do.